I'm Skipper Lockett from Rainbow Springs, 4 miles north of Dunellen, on Highway 41, which is why we send people on up here, say, don't miss your last attraction going north, that's Stephen Foster Memorial. Now, folks, when you come to us, this is what we get. Say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Springs. Rainbow Springs is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. It's a beauty created beneath these waters made only by the hands of God. Through the porthole to this sub-type boat, just like that. Picture after picture of underwater mystery unfold before your eyes and one that strikes across your mind. Now, Rainbow Springs is a dreamland. Rainbow is a wonderland. Rainbow Springs is just a lost world underwater, and it's known to be a giant. It upsurges from the depths of the earth. It flows 659 million gallons of plastic water every 24 hours, which is enough water to supply most any large city, like Los Angeles, California, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida, but not enough for a place like New York City. All right now, folks, everybody wants to know why they call it Rainbow Springs, but if you look straight down the bottom of the river, you can see that dreamy sunlit landscape. On every blade of grass never rocks. The rainbow color splashed across the bottom. Then when you look out your left side porthole, as far as your eyes can see, it looked like mountain, looked like valley, looked like green pasture. The fish looked like birds winging within the air. Tun looked like cattle roving in a forest. Every time you look up to the top surface of the water, it makes you think about the skies above. And then when you look through your right side porthole, under the big log there, you'll find that big bastard called John L. Lewis. That's the fish that money can't buy. Men can't land him and women won't try. And then when you look through your right side porthole again, there you'll find where the water is upsurging from the depths of the earth, bringing the white sand up, laying it back on the rocks and the vegetation, and that's why they call it the tropical snowbank. And then when you look ahead of your boat, there you'll find that ghostly blue shad, that saltwater fish. That fish with a large, forked, V-shaped tail that flashed by your boat so fast it looked like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. Then just beyond that, there you'll find that leopard gar, that pre-exotic fish. The only fish living that's got gills and got human lungs. We got some of them run you 7 feet in length, 8 inches in diameter. And then we come to the spot where you'll find the fish talk to come up and meet your boat. Stand before the porthole to gaze it in. Know how to drill just like soldiers. Pose for camera shot just like me. You can wipe the brim, wipe the shine, wipe the big bob calico bass up in front of your porthole. Comes up there like a big league baseball player. Steps out like Hank Greenberg. Takes a stand like Johnny Project, swing like Duke Stider, he can steal worse than Jack Arouser. Now, folks, in this river, we got over 40 varieties of fish, more than any one man could give you by name. But I do want to say, you can tell your friend, in the Rainbow River, we got a big mouth black bear, got calico bear, got fall mouth bear, got a blue gal, got a sharecrack, got a sand truck, got China, got a leopard gar, got a mud pet, got a jackfish, pike fish, still fat, got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a walleye perch, we got a feather perch, got a blue shad, got silver shad, got junk cop, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, giant cat, pickle cat, red breast, red eye, and a black car, got an alligator gar, got a root, got golden car, got German car, then that big bass, John L. Lewis. Now, John L. Lewis, fish money can't buy. The men can't land it, and women won't try. So I'm going to tell y'all goodbye now, but call back and see us again. Well, I'm going to say right now, when you leave Rainbow Springs, we don't want you to think that's all. We want you to visit Stephen Foster Motor, one of the greatest of all. Now, if you make it up in your mind, I'm going to tell you just how that's done. When you leave Rainbow Springs, drive on Highway 41. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and don't miss Stephen Foster when you leave Rainbow Springs, and come by and see us. This is the kind of boat you ride in, and this will be my successor when I'm laying it down.
Oh, I know you're not very hungry because this next dance will make you forget all your troubles. A Swedish folk dance by, they keep handing me notes and I don't know how in the world I keep up with them, by Frank Cross and James Innes, an all-boy dance. And now, from way down upon the Suwannee River, a little further down, comes the fifth grade from Old Town to do a little rope skipping for us. I'm not going to do, you're going to call your dance. Oh, I'm going to do a little square dance that they like to do. All right.
When we were all children on the mouth of the Suwannee River, this is the only type of recreation we had. you for sure that she didn't get that out of the book. the final number on the program this morning is a fine chorus from Duncan Fletcher Senior High School at Jacksonville Beach.
Everybody, come on, 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 everybody, come on
will reconvene shortly before 1:30. So go eat a plenty. And I hope you'll patronize all these pie makers and furlough cookers and fish fryers, and the pink lemonades, and the snowballs, and the popcorn man, and the hamburgers, and the hot dog people. And Aunt Lockney would just love to be on right now. Are you ready? Oh, Coolidge. My goodness, how did I get Aunt Lockney out of Coolidge? Now, you remember that yesterday, Cousin Don brought about 90 beautiful dancers to do folk dancing that they do all year long. They don't just practice for the festival. Now, here he is back today with a different group, and we do appreciate it. Let's give them a hand. They're going to do a version of an early American dance called the Sicilian Circle. Now, these are original steps that they'll do to Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful Dreamer, wake unto me. Star, I send you drops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lured by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, this while I wound thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild oriole. Over the stream vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam of my heart, eve as the morn on thee, streamlets and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me.
Now, since Billy Bowlegs III was 100 years old, February 17th, we want to take time to seat them over here where they can see the dance real good. You gonna move them? All right, we'll leave them right there. And it is a pleasure. pleasure to present my very own county, Alachua County, my very own town, Gainesville, Harvey Baxter as the leader of this beautiful Indian dance by the Achakti Lodge. And I'd like one of the boys, Harvey or whoever, to come over and tell us something about the dance before you begin.
Mr. Gaddicone, I'm the director.
I'm Mr. Gaddicone. I'm one of the advisors of the OA. We put on these dances for different organizations and Boy Scouts. And last week we went to the Area 6E conference into state competition. I'm proud to say that our chanting team is here, won the state trophy last week. And the one costume that you will see here took the state championship last week. Also, the boys are real good athletes. They took five first places out of seven in athletic events, and you'll see from their dancing today that they've got to stay trim. Now, the dance we're going to do this afternoon is the Shoshone Bustle and Whistle Dance from the Shoshone Plains Indians. The costumes, I might add, are made by the boy. He cannot go into the dance team. He cannot compete in state competition unless he makes his own costume. They're all boy made. Chip, stand out here a minute. This costume has over 300,000 beads in it. This is the one I was telling you we won the state championship with. And our dance chief this afternoon, he's the dance chief of the lodge, Jeff Williams. It's the first boy standing over here.
Two little chants for you, one especially. This is a chant that the old folks used to do at home to sort of get together, sit around and sing. And it's taken from a ball game song, Creek ball game song. It's real short. It goes something like this. Yeah. Thank you. This last one, this is has a little, well, it has a lot to do with religious type, and it was composed by the missionaries who came to the Indian Territory in Oklahoma, especially the Presbyterian and later the Baptist. Now, most of my tribe belonged to the Baptist Church, all Baptist Church in my area, but there are a few Choctaws and Chickasaws who are Presbyterian. A lot of the Oklahoma Miccosukee, and this is a just a handful there now, who are same tribe or dialect as Joseph Billy. They live in Oklahoma. They're called Miccosukee. A lot of Methodists went along among them. Now this one is based on religious hymn. I'll give one verse of it. It's very short, and its title is "Lord, Dismiss Us." We are now departing. Give us thy blessing, that we shall see each other again. That's the way it goes. Literally, translated, that's the way it goes. Here it goes. It has no accompaniment, just a cappella, I say. Go like this.
They really are here. Come and do their dances for us. They're going to do two, La Raspa and a Mexican folk dance in the Red River Valley. Standing at my left and looking pretty as pinks, and I don't believe there's anybody in the group under, shall we say, 60? Under 60. Under the direction of Father Blinn, and I wish you'd come over to the mic, Father Blinn, and introduce these handsome, wonderful Polish people. Live at Bellevue.
Pull it up. Fellow sufferers, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to a group of elderly people. With the exception of four or five, the rest of them, their average age is about 67, 68. Now, they have a lot of energy. They're exuberant. They can do almost anything. May I introduce you to the Polish choral group. Our first song is by a composer by the name of Stanisław Stanley to you. Stanisław Moniuszko. As Stephen Foster is to us Americans, Moniuszko is to the Polish people. He was an operatic composer, and he used all the old folk songs as a basis for all his operas. This is the song entitled Kozak. Now, history has it wrong, because we always think of a Cossack as Russian. But up to the 17th century, the Cossacks fought under the Polish flag. Here is a young Cossack who is wounded, and he calls for his mother. He's dying. And as she comes, approaches him, she begins to weep and says, You have chosen this sort of life. You didn't listen to your parents. And he answers, he said, doesn't matter, I fought for my country. Let the bells ring out, but have no monks to say the prayer, but all my comrades, my other comrades, the Cossacks. And this is the first song, the Cossacks.
Thank you.
trying to capture the various moods of a Polish village. And we come to the evening tide, and this is entitled The Evening Song, a song of...